1620 94.5 WTAW. Your comments are in the October 27th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting, where the council unanimously approved almost $710,000 of improvements at two city parks. Councilman Dennis Maloney and Bob Brick visiting with the City of College Station's Park and Recreation Director, Stephen Wright.
I pulled this item to highlight that the city's Parks Department and our council-appointed Parks Board keep a very close eye on our existing parks and alert the council when repairs and renovations are needed. There's a lot of misconceptions that we don't keep a close tab on things. There's a lot of talk about parks today. Some people are of the opinion that they're a luxury, and I wanted our neighbors to know that our parks are an economic engine for our community. I was at a Texas Municipal League recently and was there for a presentation from one of the leading experts on parks, and he pointed out statistically and with three examples how your parks increase the value of properties and revenues in your community. And also, I was at a recent Parks Board meeting where you headed, and the sports tourism in College Station, it was reported that it brings in $28 million to the College Station community. $28 million. That's an economic driver. So the tourists, they fill up our hotels, restaurants, shopping centers when they leave town. The parks are then open for the enjoyment of our Little League, softball, soccer, basketball, whatever. So one more point. There's a lot of talk about hotel occupancy tax. And the fact is that by statute, it's very limited on how it can be used. So... But thank you. You didn't have to get it. I just wanted to bring that up.
That was worth me coming up, though, just to hear that.
Yeah, there's just so much misconception about it. If you listen to the presentation at TML, it would blow you away. I mean, just show you how the more money you put in your parks, the
Do you happen to know who gave that presentation?
No, just,
any,
okay. Some foreigner.
Just curious.
Maybe. Some foreigner. And you can do it by yourself, but if you look at any property around Central Park in New York City, any property adjacent to it is the most valuable property in the city.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
But anyway, thanks.
Thank
Great thanks, job.
Sir.
Keep it up.
Dr. Brick had a comment.
I would like to jump on this bandwagon while it's here and say that not only do parks provide value to us in a dollars and cents manner, but they provide an unimaginable and an intangible kind of value in our quality of life. And I just think that's a very, very important issue that sometimes is not recognized because we don't normally put a dollar figure on it, but it's very, very important.
And having worked and lived in the cities of Los Angeles and Houston, you'll miss it when it's gone.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I forgot to mention at the last Economic Development Committee, the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation Committee, Matt Prochaska pointed out that one of the top things that corporate America looks for when they want to relocate, quality of life issues. What's your park system like? What's your education system like? And so it's critical. So anyone that thinks you don't need parks, they don't know what they're talking about. Appreciate it. Thank you.